The Kudzu of the North. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. If you've ever lived in the South, you know kudzu. It's an invasive plant that grows like crazy. It covers telephone poles and highway signs and pretty much anything that can't run away from it. Now there's a plant in Michigan that's getting a little bit crazy too. It's not kudzu crazy yet, but experts say we really need to get a handle on it. And it has a memorable name. It's called dog strangling vine. It's also sometimes called swallowwort. I'm here on Michigan State University's campus, and I'm with Vern Stevens. He's a senior wildlife assistant with the Department of Natural Resources and Environment. And we're out here so you can show me this stuff. Does it live up to its name?
Yes, it does. It's a horrible plant. In fact, if we look at it a little more, we'll see that it's actually a series of ropes and vines that entangle upon themselves. And if we try to walk through it, we won't get very far. And you can see the rope that's formed. It's growing up this high bush cranberry. But you can see that, first off, the plant is easily to identify if you know what it looks like because it's a very glossy leaf. It stands right out, and it's very waxy. It can go anywhere. It can adapt. And on some of the sites, it was only a small patch for about 5 years. And then the plant acclimated, and then it exploded. And now it's taken over 20 acres of woodlot. And when we say taken over, I mean, we're talking at least chest high, vines that look like this inch thick rope everywhere. You can't even walk through it, so it makes it very difficult.
Before you pointed this out to me, I would not have known what that was. It just looks like it could be any other, you know, Michigan plant.
Right, and that's the problem. This actually is a plant that becomes a biological trap for monarchs. They go to it because it's in the milkweed family and then lay their eggs on it, and either the eggs don't hatch or the butterflies, the caterpillars, die because it's toxic to them. Nothing feeds on it because it is toxic to cattle. It's toxic to horses or any animal that grazes on it. So if it gets into a pasture, it becomes a problem.
How long has this plant been in Michigan and how did it get here?
We don't know exactly how long it's been in Michigan, but back in the 1850s is when it came to the United States. And we suspect that it was brought in through botanical gardens and escaped. And it doesn't take very many pods to all of a sudden populate an area.
So we see pictures of kudzu in the South where it's covering trees, telephone poles, cars.
That's what this looks like in Springfield Township, on the corner of Davisburg Highway and Dixie Highway. It's just columns going up the guide wires to the telephone poles or the poles. Going up the trees, covering the trees. It's unbelievable.
How widespread could this get in Michigan?
If it's made it to Petoskey, and it's on the west side of the state, we found some sites in Grand Rapids. It's on the east side, southeast corner of the state. It's just a matter of time before it's everywhere, if we don't do anything at all. I'm not convinced that we don't have populations in the UP. I don't know that we're on top of it, but I know that we have a good idea on where it's at and what its capabilities are.
Vern Stevens is a senior wildlife assistant with the Wildlife Division of the Department of Natural Resources and Environment. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If you want to find out what dog strangling vine looks like, you can go to our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.